Chapter 4. Now when Ishbael, Saul's son, heard that Abner was dead in Hebron, he lost courage, and all Israel was troubled. And Ishbael, Saul's son, had two men who were captains of bands. The name of the one was Baner, and the name of the other Rechab, the sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, of the children of Benjamin, for Beeroth also is reckoned to Benjamin, and the Beerothites fled to Gathaim, and have lived as foreigners there until this day. Now Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son who was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the news came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel, and his nurse took him up, and fled, and it happened, as she was hurrying to get away, that he fell, and became lame. And his name was Mupibal. The sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, Rechab, and Baner, went, and came about the heat of the day to the house of Ishbael, as he took his rest at noon. And look, the doorkeeper of the house had been sifting wheat, and she became drowsy and fell asleep. And Rechab and his brother Baner slipped by. And they went into the house where he was lying on his bed in his bedchamber. And they struck him and killed him, and beheaded him. And they took his head and went by the way of the Arabah all night. They brought the head of Ishbael to David at Hebron, and said to the king, "Look, the head of Ishbael, the son of Saul, your enemy, who sought your life. The Lord has avenged my lord the king this day of Saul and his descendants." David answered Rechab and Baner his brother, the sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, and said to them, "As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my soul out of all adversity, when someone told me, 'Look, Saul is dead,' thinking to have brought good news, I took hold of him, and killed him in Ziklag, which was the reward I gave him for his news. How much more, when wicked men have slain a righteous person in his own house on his bed, shall I not now require his blood of your hand, and take you away from the earth?" David commanded his young men, and they killed them, and cut off their hands and their feet, and hanged them up beside the pool in Hebron. But they took the head of Ishbael, and buried it in the grave of Abner in Hebron.